faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, in a desperate move to retain his corrupt political empire, Mike Hickey sends a man known as the Pistol on a startling and mysterious mission.
I've got a little job for you, Pistol.
I'm listening, Mr. Hickey.
There's a man in this town who's lived too long.
I get it. What's his name?
It's on this piece of paper with his address.
Hey, you're kidding, ain't you, Mr. Hickey?
I never kid. You ought to know that. I want you to get rid of this man tonight.
Hold everything and stand by for some spine-tingling news. You remember a few weeks ago, Kellogg's Pep offered you a gyrocket, a sensational flying rocket model, a gyrocket that streaks right from your hand. Well, listen to this. Fact is, thousands of people sent in for their gyrockets, then sent in for another and another. And requests are still pouring in even after the closing date. Right. So to give everybody a fair chance, Kellogg's Pep now reopens this offer for a limited time only. And if you act right away, you can still get your gyrocket. Think of it. A gyrocket almost half a foot long with a slender, streamlined body of sturdy wood, brilliant red or blue or yellow. And get this. A steel propeller at the stern packs your gyrocket with power. Yet launching's a cinch. For with your gyrocket, you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. You just hold the rod in your hand, flick your arm, and your gyrocket streaks into the air, higher and higher, up over the treetops. Set for several gyrockets today. You can be captain of a whole rocket fleet of the future. But you've got to act right now. This offer is reopened for a limited time only. So for each gyrocket you order, send the Kellogg's Pep box top plus 15 cents to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep plus a dime and a nickel and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman. His corrupt political machine threatened by a Reform Party movement. Boss Mike Hickey made several attempts to wreck the party and discredit Editor Perry White, candidate for mayor. But Hickey's attempts failed due to the efforts of Superman, who masquerades as Clark Kent, mild-mannered and bespectacled reporter. With the elections only a few weeks off, Hickey decided on a bold and violent move. Summoning a gunman known as the Pistol, Hickey gave him a piece of paper with a man's name written on it and ordered him to remove that man. A moment later, Pete McCann, city treasurer and a Hickey henchman, entered the political boss's private office, an alarmed expression on his face.
That little guy who just left here, Mike, wasn't that the Pistol?
Was it, Pete?
I'm sure it was. He had his hat pulled down over his eyes, but I recognized him. What was he doing here?
That's my business.
Now, look, Mike. Anytime the Pistol's around, it means there's going to be a funeral. Did you give him an order to rub somebody out?
What makes you say that, Pete?
Because that character wouldn't have been here otherwise.
So?
Mike, have you gone nuts? You've always said, frame a guy, beat him up, but no killings. That's the hardest rap to square. And now you order one yourself.
Well, what of it?
Who is it?
The less you know, the better.
Is it one of our guys? Somebody pull a double cross?
I told you, Pete, for your own good, the less you know.
Harry White, maybe. Holy mackerel, it isn't him, is it?
Look, if you want to play guessing games, get on a quiz show. Anything else you want to see me about?
No, Mike. Nothing else is important. I'm worried. The elections are only a few weeks off, and while we can't lose...
No?
It'd be bad business to get smeared with a killing.
Well, don't worry. We won't get smeared.
But we might. Inspector Henderson will have his right arm to pin something on you, and... Say, you didn't send the Pistol after Henderson, did you?
Never mind what I did, Pete. You just get this through your head. This is one election we can't afford to lose. If we do, we're not only off the gravy train, but you and I and the mayor and the building commissioner and a few of the other boys will go back to the penitentiary.
The penitentiary? No, look, Mike.
You heard me. If those reform guys get in, they'll put us on trial for stealing public funds and for a lot of other things you know about.
Well, the paper would never go along on that.
Oh, no? I can read the cards. And I tell you, they're stacked against us. There's only one thing left to save our machine and our hides. That's the chance I took today.
You mean the pistol?
That's right. There's one man in this town our political lives hinge on. If he's put out of the way, we can still win the election. And we still have things our way.
What man is that?
You'll know tomorrow when you read his death notice.
Well, we'll be at the auditorium in a few minutes, Chief. Got your speech memorized?
I know what I'm going to say, Kent. I've got enough dirt on Hickey to build a mountain. And I'm going to bury him and his whole rotten machine under it.
That's the stuff. Pile it on, Mr. Mayor.
Sounds good, eh? Vote right with Perry White. That's a good slogan you dreamed up, Kent. Going to help us win.
I sure hope so.
Oh, we can't miss.
Well, everything looks good, all right, but I don't know, I'm still worried.
About what?
Well, I can't understand why Hickey's been so quiet since he failed to muzzle the Daily Planet. He hasn't made a move.
Well, that's because he tried every dirty trick he knew and failed. I think he realizes now that he's licked.
And I don't know, Chief. Hickey's a tough, resourceful customer, you know. He doesn't give up easily.
Well, that's right. But he's smart enough to know that when a whole city rises up against him, as Metropolis is doing, he's done for.
But he can't afford to lose this election. Don't you see, Chief? He knows if he loses, he'll face trial for theft, conspiracy, intimidation. Hey, enough crimes to set him up for life. And so the rest of his mob. That's why I'm worried about this sudden quiet on his part.
Well, what's there to worry about?
I don't know. It's got a funny feeling that Hickey's cooking up a particularly dirty dish of some sort.
Ah, nonsense, Kent. Nonsense. I tell you, Hickey shot his boat and he knows it. Hey, what are we slowing up for?
Oh, we're coming to the auditorium. Wow, look at that crowd, Chief. You're going to have a terrific audience tonight.
Well, they're not coming out just to hear me. The governor's going to be there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
His support has helped us a lot.
Certainly has. Hey, I don't see...
You don't see what?
Inspector Henderson and his police detail. He promised to be here himself tonight.
What for?
Well, you're a pretty important figure now, Chief.
Oh, you mean you're afraid somebody might try to shoot me or something?
I don't think Hickey would go that far, but you
You've got Hickey out of the brain, Kent. He's too smart to try anything.
There's Henderson's car now. And three squad cars behind him. That's fine. Okay, Chief, here we are. Climb out.
Leaving their taxi in front of the auditorium, Perry White and Clark Kent are taken in tow by Inspector Henderson and a special police detail and escorted through an enthusiastic crowd into the huge building. As they go through the doors, Kent, impelled by some instinct, glances behind him, but fails to notice a short, slight, quietly dressed man with a felt hat pulled low on his forehead has just alighted from another taxi. Merging with the crowd, the slight man whom we last saw in Mike Hickey's private office moves into the lobby. But instead of continuing into the auditorium, he slips unobtrusively to a stairway and descends to the smoking lounge. There he pauses to light a cigarette, his glance sweeping the room. Then, as the only two other men in the lounge start up the stairs to the auditorium, the pistol moves quickly to a small door set in the wall, opens it, and steps into a maze of steam pipes, water pumps, and motors. A narrow, winding iron stairway goes upward along the wall, and swiftly, cat-like, the pistol mounts it and starts climbing. A moment more, and he passed from sight. As we know, the pistol has been commissioned by Mike Hickey to remove the one man whom Hickey says stands between him and success in the election. Who is that one man? And what will happen? We'll return in a moment to find out, so keep listening.
Talk about surprises. We expected a terrific response when Kellogg's Pep offered you a skyrocket, but nothing like the landslide of orders that came in. Well, we want to give every one of you a chance to get this sensational flying rocket model. So we're reopening this gyrocket offer for a limited time only. Yes, sir. You can still get a gyrocket that streaks right out of your hand high into the air. A gyrocket almost half a foot long. Correct. Almost half a foot of sleek, streamlined body made of gleaming wood in brilliant blue, red, or yellow. And get this. Your gyrocket has a powerful steel propeller at the stern, yet launching's a snap. Because with your gyrocket, you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. You flick your arm and your rocket soars off up over the treetops. Remember, this gyrocket is made of solid steel and wood, built for hundreds of launchings. Send for several gyrockets today. Then have thrilling contests with your friends. Test your fleet against theirs for speed and distance.
But be sure you send for your gyrocket right away, because this offer is back on the air for a limited time only.
Now, for each gyrocket you order, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, plus a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Before a huge, enthusiastic crowd in the Metropolis Auditorium, the governor has just introduced Editor Perry White, candidate for mayor on a Reform Party ticket. As thunderous applause breaks out and White walks forward on the stage, Clark Kent, standing at the back of the stage with the governor, glances about him nervously.
What's the matter, Kent? You seem awfully nervous.
I am nervous, Governor. Mr. White is a pretty clear target on this stage.
A target? Oh, come now. Inspector Henderson is right here on the stage and he has his men planted at all the doors. Nothing can happen to White.
I'm not so sure. Mike Hickey must be desperate right now. Very desperate.
Oh, forget it, Kent. Hickey's too smart to try murder.
Wish I could be sure of that. But, well, I'm uneasy.
As the great crowd applauds Perry White, who comes forward smilingly, holding up a hand to quiet them, the man known as the Pistol is crouched only 60 feet away on a narrow iron staircase behind a ventilator grill set into the wall of the auditorium. Taking a long-barreled revolver from his shoulder holster, the Pistol snaps a silencer on its muzzle and sights it through the grilling, taking careful aim at the man on the stage. As his steely eyes fix themselves on his target, he whispers,
"Boat right with Perry White, huh? Okay, Mr. White. Here's your vote for Mike Hickey."
Now, his eyes cold and hard as steel, the Pistol's finger slowly tightens around the trigger of the gun aimed directly at the heart of Perry White. Clark Kent, who is Superman, has suspected that the desperate Mike Hickey might try to harm White. But Kent has not seen the unobtrusive little killer. How can he possibly save the gray-haired editor now? There's a thrill a minute in Monday's exciting episode, so be sure to listen. Don't fail to tune in same time, same station, Monday, for another action-packed chapter of Ruler of Darkness on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.